Today from the Ohio Newsroom, training a workforce to address climate change. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Climate change is altering Lake Erie. Warmer water temperatures increase the risk of toxic algal blooms. Less ice cover in the winter can lead to more soil erosion. And its water levels are fluctuating at a faster rate. A new program at Ohio State University will prepare a new workforce of scientists, engineers, and data analysts to help communities navigate these impacts. Here to explain is the program's director, Lorraine Miraglia. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
So tell us, how is our changing climate impacting the Lake Erie watershed and the communities that rely on it?
When I talk about climate change, I talk about more intensive rains in those regions and flooding happening because of those intensified rains events. That rain heats that landscape, and then all that water runs through that landscape, carrying all the sediments and nutrients to the lake system. Then we have an explosion of bioavailable nutrients that leads to what? The harmful algal blooms expansions that we've seen in the Lake Erie system.
This new program will work with Lorain Community College, Central State University, and of course, Ohio State University Stone Laboratory to train people to address some of those impacts. What will the program look like?
Oh, we have different levels of training, from like 1 day workshops, 2 days micro-credential certificates, to summer fellowships and graduate fellowships. So basically we're going to recruit people from 4 specific communities in Ohio, specifically Toledo, Lorain, Sandusky, and Cleveland. So we're going to have trainings on water quality monitoring, which is very crucial to understand how much sediment and nutrients is getting to the lake. We're going to talk about stormwater infrastructure, risk assessment of this infrastructure as climate change. We're going to train people on intercultural competence. Basically, let's talk about social vulnerability and how these groups are actually vulnerable in different levels based on their socioeconomic aspects, and what are the solutions we can actually put into place that can serve each one of these type of communities in that region.
Wow, so you're covering a lot of ground then with these trainings. Can you give us an example of one of the careers that this might prepare a participant for?
We have proposed to train 100 people and lead them to permanent jobs or good jobs. One of the big examples that we have seen in the stormwater side here in Lake Erie is the fact that most of the stormwater workers, they are retiring. They do not find those people with the specialized skills to actually fulfill the positions that they have. So the idea is to train folks to do exactly that.
Ohio is one of just 9 states and territories across the country that is receiving this Inflation Reduction Act funding to train a climate-ready workforce. But, you know, we're not on the coast or seeing massive wildfires. I would assume a lot of other states could use this climate-ready workforce maybe a lot more than we could. So why build the workforce here in Ohio?
We are talking about a big water system that supports a large amount of population in the United States. So that's why we were chosen. Ohio is positioned in a unique place in the U.S., and contributes a lot to the freshwater ecosystems in the Great Lakes region, which is the biggest freshwater part in the world.
That's Lorraine Miraglia, OSU Assistant Professor of Watershed Modeling and Data Analytics. Thanks so much for talking with us, Lorraine.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.